got a new phone.
Because the S6?
Yep.
Something happened to your old phone, or just time to upgrade?
We're on the jump plan. We should have jumped 2 years ago. Just finally got around to it. Pretty sweet. I love it. My S3 was running super slow all the time. It would take a second and a half after
porn,
you were texting.
That porn will lock that shit in.
Yeah.
I'm due for an upgrade coming up, and I was thinking about getting the new iPhone. But every time I've gotten an iPhone, I've always hit the S's, and I feel like I wasted my upgrade.
What do you mean? I don't know what you mean by that.
I've had two iPhones in my life, one iPhone in my life, and it was the 3S, and I felt like I got the, I didn't get the hottest one, because the 4 came out the next year, and the 3 all before right. It was the big change.
That's all it's always going to be. There's just going to be a new iPhone within 9 months or every time you buy
an
iPhone.
Yeah, but the 7 will be should be a pretty big redesign. There's a huge redesign between the 5 and the 6. Right?
I mean, there's always these differences. I think I saw a commercial for iPhone where they were going over all the cool changes in the 6 or something. I didn't really get it. I think one of them was the screen is the flash instead of having an actual flash or something like that for a camera.
Does it make sense?
What?
On the if you're selfieing, the instead of having a camera flash,
it just makes the screen brighter.
Just makes
for a
screen the screen flash, and it takes a photo with that light.
Nice. Yeah, this is a way better camera than my old phone. It can take pictures in low light situations. And
you ready?
Let's do this shit.
All right.
Welcome to the Nintendo Dreamcast podcast episode
81.
81.
96. Well, it's a sad day today. We don't have Ish here, which means none of us got pizza, which kind of sucks, but it's all right.
I had Taco Bell.
We got a veritable buffet of the gods behind us. I just had some combos, cheddar cheese pretzels.
I had some Sour Patch Kids and the second half of James's Golden Oreos because he thought they were disgusting.
How are they? Are they disgusting?
Pretty disgusting. They're not good. You can't say that they're good.
No, they're not better than regular Oreos, yeah. Sure, of course.
So we got a lot of stuff to talk about. I guess Z-Milts noticed that we named an episode after him and did email us. So he is alive, which, whew,
yay.
Thank fucking God. I was worried. I was really, really worried.
Hi, Z-Milts.
It's good to know you're alive, buddy. Then we got Tokyo Game Show. Anything come out? I didn't really read any of the links. I've been busy today.
Yeah. I mean, stuff came out, but it's not stuff I don't think any of us would be interested in.
Speak for yourself.
You know whatever. Yeah, you don't know that. Right, let's talk about it. Let's hit the news. Well, first we can do what we've been playing. I've been playing with Danny a little bit, the Taken King, so the new Destiny expansion. We finished the story. Did we finish the story?
Yeah, we finished the story part. There's a whole bunch of more missions for us to do, but they're all just kind of piddly ass little.
Yeah.
So we finished the strike. Put up patrol beacons.
We finished the main story last night, which honestly I thought the story was going to be a little bit longer for $60, but
yeah.
That's all right. We finished the story in two sessions. It took us about 2-3 hours maybe.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was still fun. I look forward to doing the strikes and the rest of the stuff.
Yeah. There's still strikes and a raid that we haven't done. I haven't even unlocked the raid yet. I don't even know. I guess you have to finish the strikes or something.
I think you have to get, you have to be at 300 light or something.
Yeah. Great.
So we hit the level cap, but the light cap is still there. So I don't even know what the purpose of the level is, because you can't do anything. It's still dependent on light.
Yeah. I mean, leveling up it's not like you have stats or anything, as far as I know. Yeah. It's just the only thing that changes is the type of gear you can wear, because gear has level requirements.
Yeah. And then I've been playing Pokemon Shuffle on my phone. I just discovered it. It's pretty addicting. Evidently, it's pretty much a reskin of Puzzles and Dragons, I think, with Pokemon. You catch Pokemon and stuff. I don't know. I like it quite a bit. So I haven't played a good phone game in a long time, so I've been playing that. And since there is no new Pokemon game this year, I bought Omega Ruby, so I've been playing it and starting it. So that will fulfill my one Pokemon game a year fix.
Nice. Did that not come out this year? I thought it came out in March.
No, it came out last November.
Oh, okay.
And then, so since I've been playing Pokemon games, because I started Black and White 2, there have been one out every November except for this year. Everybody thought Z was coming out, but it did not come out. they announced Pokemon Go, which I really put Pokemon Go will be out in November, but surely that is not taking place of the franchise.
There's like a lot of hype for it on online. If you don't know, Pokemon Go is going to be like a phone game.
It's an Ingress reskin for Pokemon.
So like Ingress is kind of like you walk around in the real world and the real world has territories you can conquer or something. In Pokemon Go, you walk around in the real world and have your phone out, and then every once in a while you'll encounter a Pokemon in the real world and you fight it on your phone, you catch it on your phone. You're supposed to be able to find items around the world like Pokeballs and potions. You can also, of course, buy Pokemons and Pokeballs and potions.
Microtransactions.
But I think that's going to be, I mean, I don't know. I don't think it's going to be like you, every 5 minutes you walk, you find like 10 Pokeballs. So you can just catch as many Pokemon as you want. It's
going to what's like, going to happen is you're going to walk and it's going to be like, oh my God, you just spotted a Mewtwo, but you have no Pokeballs. For $5, you can get 10 Pokeballs.
Exactly.
Like, God damn it.
So I'm not, I mean, it's a cool concept, but it's just going to end up being a microtransaction war.
Yeah. And children are going to run out in the middle of the road to catch a Squirtle and get hit by a bus.
Yeah, and you're probably going to, it's like, it's going to charge you for evolution stones so you can evolve your Pokemon.
We'll
all
see.
All that good stuff.
We'll see. I just wanted a goddamn new game for my 3DS, but why would Nintendo make games for their only console? That's not horrible.
So. they're still in mourning, man.
Whatever. Other than that, that's about all that I've been playing. What have you been playing, Matthew?
I haven't personally been playing anything. I've been pretty busy, but I watched Cordelia play through The Unfinished Swan. I was prepared to hate that game. It seemed kind of pretentious, but it's actually pretty cool.
Okay.
I'm sure everybody knows about it. It's pretty old. You shoot black paint balls at a, you know, white screen, and it gradually fills in the world around you.
Oh, that sounds dumb.
Oh, yeah. That's what is that called again? Like White Swan?
The Unfinished Swan.
Unfinished Swan.
It's not actually. It's pretty cool. It's pretty well designed.
One of those RT.
It is actually a game. There's like a goal, and it's just like a puzzle game with a interesting premise.
Yeah.
And that's it. That Marvel Puzzle Quest. Nobody wants to hear about that.
Yeah, I also, of course, played Destiny, and then I always have my gambit of Hearthstone, Heroes of the Storm, Final Fantasy Record Keeper running in the background. I also finally made the hard choice and gave up on any more side quests in Witcher 3, and just trying to like play through the story.
I've been really wanting to get back to Witcher.
Yeah, that time. It's something I play like 3 hours a week now. It's like just like whenever, because I don't know what it is. I just find myself with like an hour to spare, and I play for an hour, and then I get like 3 quests done, and then I have to do something like, I don't know.
Speaking of Hearthstone, I actually did play that at the phone store when I was upgrading my phone.
Yeah.
On one of the tablets, had it installed. I remember you mentioning that you went to a phone store and installed.
Yeah, there is a promotion. They run all kinds of these promotions.
If you play it on a device you've never played it before, it usually give you a pack.
Yeah, like there's like, I was just getting into the game, and anything that said have a free pack, I was like my first goal, basically. So it's like if you play it on an iPad, you get a free pack. If you play it on an iPhone, you get a free pack.
You have a really nice phone that would probably run Hearthstone amazingly.
Probably would.
You didn't like it?
What? I mean, it's all right.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I think it was the game, but the reason I went into a phone store is the Galaxy S6, I think, had a promotion they were running in conjunction with Hearthstone, where if you played one, if you logged into Hearthstone on a Samsung Galaxy S6, you got 3 free packs. So yeah. I asked around, no one had it. I looked on some forums, and there was ways you could like download a phone emulator and install a toolkit on it to spoof it, to feed it the Samsung Galaxy X6 code to the game when you boot it up. And I experimented with that for like an hour, maybe an hour and a half, before I was like, you know, this is way too much trouble, even for 3 packs of Hearthstone. I was just eating at like a Chipotle, and right across from it was like a Verizon store. And I'm like, you know, I might have been making this a little more complicated than it needs to be. And I was like, I just walked across the street, went to the Verizon store, and just got on the Samsung Galaxy X4 model they had, just to see if I could download stuff on it. I just had to put in like an account, like a Gmail account, and it let me download anything. It took like 5 minutes for it to download, which is a really long time. So I was just kind of like swinging my arms back and forth in the middle of a Verizon store for like 5 minutes. People were like, "Can you need any help?" I'm like, "Nope, totally fine."
Yeah, the sales associate accused me of installing it on the tablet. And I'm like, I'm already at like level 4. It turned out he was like into Hearthstone and TCGs and shit like that. I told him about the store and shit.
Nice.
He's super into it.
But yeah, I think I've probably told that story before, Matthew, but whatever.
That's right.
He's our continuity expert. Oh, that's cool. Well, what do we got for the news? Or did we skip Dan? What did you play? I just assumed you just played Witcher and Destiny, right?
Yeah, that was what I was just talking about.
Oh. All right, well, we got the news, man.
TGS, Tokyo Game Show, happened this month, as you mentioned. There's a PlayStation 4 price drop in Japan. It's one of the big announcements. I think it's going down to, like, I don't know. I don't know what it was in Japan originally, so...
40,000 yen.
The launch price was about $334, and it's dropped to about $292. So, like a $30 price drop.
Okay.
$35 price drop. The Project Morpheus, the PlayStation VR things, changed its name to PlayStation VR.
Nice.
It's no longer named after the god of dreams.
No. I think Morpheus is probably a more interesting name, but I don't know.
Okay.
Also, they did a whole lot with Final Fantasy 15 at Tokyo Game Show, which is not surprising me at all. I mean, is that the
MMORPG?
No, that's 14. 15 is just back to single player role playing game, but it's like real, looks really nice. There's all kinds of stupid shit you can do, and I saw all kinds of articles about like chocobo drift racing and crap like that. What else? They also announced Dark Souls 3, and they also announced that Persona 5 is getting pushed back to 2016 now. I forget what month, but that's all I can think of from Tokyo Game Show.
Kingdom Hearts 2.8.
Oh, God,
where's
fine.
Kingdom Hearts 3?
They're getting to
they
it.
Announced it already, but they're just taking their sweet time.
Got another two Kingdom Hearts 2.X's to release before they get to 3.
Why did they put, like, they have a 2.? I guess 2.8 is supposed to be between 2.5 and 3 in quality.
2.9.
I don't know. It just seems like, I mean, they already had a 2.5, and it just seems so weird. Just call it 2.8.
They announced this thing called the PlayStation 4 HDD edition. It has color faceplates. They've only announced it for Japan. I don't know what else is different about it other than the faceplates, though. I haven't been able to find anything. Did you guys see anything about that?
No, I have no idea.
I mean, it all seems to be pretty like PlayStation centered. Like, I think Nintendo announced some stuff around the same time, but that's why I didn't think you guys would be interested in it, being Xbox owners.
I'm gonna buy a PS4 one day. I'm just waiting for the deal. The deal.
We really have time to play your video games as it is.
Dragon Quest Builders, that cross between Dragon Quest and Minecraft, they released a new trailer for it. Looks really good. I'm excited about that.
That's exciting. Oh, should release some of the Dragon Quest games on 3DS that they've been releasing in Japan. Like, would be nice. They've been redoing the Dragon Quest for that they released on PlayStation 2. They've been putting them out in Japan. I would like to play those on my 3DS. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be awesome. They should bring those over. You're right.
Like Dragon Quest 10 through 14, I think.
What the fuck is World of Final Fantasy?
Oh, that's, I think, might be the phone game that they're coming out with. I don't know. I have no idea. Why? Are you looking at a story about it or something?
There was a trailer about it. I don't think there's
I didn't watch it.
I don't know. Resident Evil Umbrella Corps.
Yeah, it's like you play as Umbrella operatives and you shoot zombies. I think it's supposed to be a co-op game.
Wow, that sounds exciting.
Sort of like Call of Duty with zombies, except, you know, that's exactly what it is.
So it's going to be like Resident Evil 6, like was. Same style, because that was pretty terrible. I heard. I haven't played it yet.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know. I played 6. It was pretty bad.
Konami announced Metal Gear Online. which is just going to be like an MGO. What is an MGO? Multiplayer
game online.
I think MGO just stands for Metal Gear Online.
Oh, okay. Sorry. Yeah, you're right. Well, some Sony executive came on and said that they've had a hard time selling the PlayStation 4 in China.
Doesn't China have its own PlayStation 4?
No, remember like a couple of years ago, they opened up the market for Western and
I know. Doesn't mean I get to stop making fun of them.
Right. Apparently, they have all these like censorship rules that they that the outside console makers have to provide for.
Yeah, I could see how that'd be annoying. The Heroes of the Storm American Championships for this weekend. A team called Cloud9 won it. I know them from Dota 2. They did pretty well in the Dota 2 tournament this year, too, but they didn't win that.
Nintendo announced that they're going to start doing Nintendo Directs again.
What is that?
Nintendo Direct. It's the monthly show that Iwata used to host. Where he died.
Yeah. Thanks, Matt. I think we get it.
Yeah. They haven't announced who's going to host them. I don't think that new guy can pull it off. He seems kind of...
The new president? The tight-laced motherfucker?
Yeah, he seems kind of angry and sour-looking. Here are games. Yeah, so... PlayStation 3, PlayStation Vita, and the PlayStation TV are going to be losing Facebook support in the next coming months, so...
What does that even mean?
You won't be able to like post shit on Facebook from your PS3 or your Vita or your PlayStation TV.
Man, what did Sony do to like Zuckerberg, man?
I think it's just that it's not feasible for them to keep like updating and
I see.
Messing with the API every month, paying programmers to do all that shit for those systems. They probably don't see enough usage.
Yeah, I can see that. Like, yeah, fuck this, whatever.
Yeah. Amazon is launching a game-focused Fire TV device.
Will Gary Busey be the spokesman for it?
Probably. That'd be awesome.
Isn't he already the Amazon Fire spokesman?
Yeah, yeah. Amazon Fire TV stick. Yeah, yeah.
Is that it for news?
I'm still looking. You guys, what are you doing?
I was actually reading the news.
Okay.
Did you find anything? Kotaku to see if we could find something to play to read it. Really, it is a slow news.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, there was Tokyo Game Store.
I read through all the highlights of Tokyo Game Show news, and there wasn't really anything super exciting.
That's weird.
Like, Dragon Quest Builders is the thing I'm most excited about.
It's almost like Western gaming culture is slowly caring less and less about what comes out of Tokyo. It's often shit.
Well, it's part of the problem is it's for the most part all Sony news, and I don't have a PlayStation 4, and I'm probably the only one that cares too much about Japanese games at this table right now.
I mean, I like Japanese games. I still do, but nothing right now.
Yeah.
I don't really care about Final Fantasy 15.
They announced a Bloodborne DLC. Not that Matt has ever played
DLC. That's Born what everybody wants. Blood.
Yeah.
I don't think DLC has not taken hold on me. The only game I've purchased DLC for is Destiny, I think. And I wouldn't call it DLC as much as just a continuation of the game.
You bought the Dragon Age DLC. No, I remember we were talking about that?
The old stuff I did.
Yeah.
Because
it
came on the disc because I bought like the collector's edition.
Right, right. Oh, okay.
But there's three DLCs for the new Dragon Age, which I loved. That was a great game, but I haven't been tempted at all to buy them.
Yeah, I haven't finished the original Dragon Age yet, so why buy DLC?
Yeah, I don't know. Just DLC is annoying.
Again, they're making another Danganronpa game. Not that any of you guys know what that is.
What is that?
It's a game that was on the Vita and the PSP for a while. I think there's like three or four games out for it now. It's a Japanese game. It's all anime art. And it's about, the first one at least, was about a group of students that get like locked into school. And it's sort of like a murder mystery solving sort of game.
Yeah, you were telling about this for a while.
A while ago. But the narrative is these like kids are all locked in a school. And they're all geniuses in different fields. Like one is a computer genius. One is like an athletic marvel and stuff like that. And they whoever they're all trapped there, and the only way they can escape is if they murder one of the other students there and then get away with it. But what happens is when someone gets murdered, they hold a trial, and after like showing all the evidence and doing testimony and stuff like that, they collectively group vote on who they think the culprit is, and then the culprit is murdered too. So you have to murder someone and then pin the blame on someone else so that they get murdered, and then the like moderator, it's called a survival game. They're really big in Japan, especially in animes and video games. But the person putting on the survival game will let the culprit leave if they survive that.
Nice. I think our last news item is Star Fox 2016. Star Fox Zero has been delayed till 2016.
I saw that too.
I saw that they announced a Age of Mythology expansion for the game. Since it's on Steam now.
Okay.
It's like Year of the Dragon, and it adds the Eastern mythologies to the game.
Kinda that's cool.
I remember playing the game. I liked it quite a bit.
How old is that game?
10, 15 years.
They're releasing expansions for it?
Well, they're releasing one.
That is kind of nuts. How much do you know how much it's going to be?
I don't know. I bet it's like $5-$10 maybe.
And I think that's about it for news.
Activision mentioned in like a press release that Destiny will be will go on for the next 8 years, that it'll be a 10-year game. Whereas in the next day, Bungie in an interview mentioned that would be an unrealistic goal. So it's curious to see where that will go.
10-year game, man. I hope I don't have to spend $80 on DLC every year.
Yeah. I doubt it'll last that long. Something better is going to come along, and
well,
it'll stop
you just
selling.
Think like Destiny 2 would come on, along by that point.
Well, I mean, if Destiny 1 was still selling, they would keep going on and on. But
no, I mean, all they do is just tacking on DLC.
Yeah, they released a $60 expansion that is the same amount as a game.
It's
so they could just do Destiny
40,
2.
80 was the collector's edition. I don't know where you're getting 60.
That's how much it cost me. I think it was like I guess it was 70.
Yeah.
But like, what I'm saying is it's way more cost effective for them to just release DLC for the same game as long as it's still selling.
Especially if they're charging $40 for it.
Right. Then to write all new code.
Yeah, I'm so bitter about that price, especially since the update basically cripples the game if you don't have the $40 expansions. Like,
I don't think you can play in the Crucible at all.
Yeah. You can't do anything. You can't do Weekly Strike. It's just utterly stupid, the fact that they forced everyone to pay $40 extra. Or, I mean, if you're lucky, you hadn't played Destiny yet, and then you get the $80 collector's edition that had the three DLCs so far.
The one thing that I get out of, I didn't realize that it wasn't 80, like 70 or whatever, how many ever dollars for everybody. I just thought that was the price, so I bought it, and thinking, I was like, well, whatever.
That's a little bit of...
The upside is I don't have to have the disc in the 360, in the Xbox One to play anymore.
I noticed that too. That's a little bit of Xbox One magic they did, is they had the little button on the front screen that like said, Destiny, Taken King, and you click on it, and it takes you directly to the collector's edition where you had to pay like the whole full $80 for it.
Cause I was trying to, like, I could not find a cheaper version. I'm like, oh, this is how much it is.
It's really stupid. It says like, it has like a related items thing is which I went to, and I went to related items, and the only one there was like the gun pack. And then you go to the related item gun pack, and it says bundle only. And I'm like, okay, and then there's like a related item for the gun pack, and I found Taken King in there, and that's how I managed to spend $40 on it. So they obfuscated it a little bit for you.
I got like 5 shaders. I've got a fly new jet bike to ride around on. I got an MC Hammer dance. I mean, I got $40 extra for the content. Easy.
Just keep telling yourself that, James.
Yeah, so I guess there is not much we talk. So we were worried that Z Melts was dead. but and then after we named an episode after him. Much like Beetlejuice, if you say Z-mail, it's at least three times, he will appear. And he sent us an email. Danny's read it, so why don't you give us the TLDR on that, man? Or just like, what's going on in Z-mail's world? He's alive.
Well, he says he actually listens to most of the episodes that come out.
Most?
Yeah, he says
most.
I have actually listened to most episodes this year.
That's not acceptable to emails.
He remembered us saying we were going to Facebook stalk him. He was not aware that we had actually done it.
No, I am as good as my word, sir.
And he says the last time he signed into Facebook was like in 2004 or 2005. So since being made aware of how outdated his information is, he had his wife log on and update his profile.
And change it so we can't find him.
He says he meant to email a few times, but he's just so busy, you know?
Well, I mean, he's a new father. And he's like a dad and shit now, right?
And he talks about how he's played The Taken King, and he really likes it. One thing that I cut is the characters have personalities. The dialogues get a chuckle out of me.
That is a very good point. That's one thing that I will say is that after we like played through the story, is like there's actual like story and shit.
Yeah. And
kind of crazy.
So there's usually one character in each DLC that voices most of it. And this time it was the Hunter Vanguard Master, voiced by Nathan Fillion. Yeah. I mean, and he is just so typecast in this. It's like basically just the same as having Cap'n Mal order you around.
Yeah, he's got one character. He plays it well.
Yeah, and
that rakish rogue.
It's like him and Eris Morn are the ones that talk through most of it. And I actually really liked Eris from the older DLCs because she is like the most like depressing, dark person in the world. She's like that goth chick that everyone had in high school, except like more stereotypical. And she's always talking about how to, like, even Nathan Fillion makes fun of her for it. And he's like, yeah, she's saying something about entering the abyss, blah, 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 darkness all around, giving up hope. I don't know. Just go in there.
That's
so,
awesome.
I mean, like, I was actually laughing all the time at Nathan Fillion's little lines throughout the story mode.
They got rid of Peter Dinklage, right?
Yeah, they totally, or like, they didn't even just change the voice actor for the rest of the game. They like had to, they went back and redid all of Peter Dinklage's lines with Nolan North.
I actually liked Peter Dinklage better.
Yeah.
I don't think Nolan North does a very good job.
Really?
A lot of people disagree, but through Peter Dinklage's like unexcited robotic voice, he delivered a more convincing robot.
Yeah,
than Nolan North. Who's
Nolan North,
like,
is like very excitable.
This is crazy. Yeah. Welcome, I'm C-3PO. And Peter Dinklage was like, I'm a robot. And I like Peter Dinklage better. I think he did a better job.
Okay,
I liked Dinklebot.
He Z-Melts also threw in one point for our console wars argument. He is for PS4. Because he
just
says
delete it's, that email yeah, right now. Just it's, delete it.
It's awesome to be able to remote play Destiny across the country if you can spare the extra like $300 to buy a Vita. Yeah.
It's fine. When I'm not in my home, I'll play my 3DS.
He also says he's an avid Magic the Gathering player and he does Modern.
Nice.
He goes to some tournaments in Pittsburgh and he also talks about he would like to hear more about what it's like having a game store and the day to day. He's actually, it's like a long time fantasy of his to open a game store.
Well, it is fantastic.
He wants to know if we're going to go to MAGFest.
Yeah. He throws in a random pitch for MAGFest, which is a video game and video game music convention in Washington, D.C. It actually already happened. So, we can't do it this
maybe
year.
Maybe next year.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll have some merch by next year.
Ooh, merch.
We could make a CD with all the old episodes on it and, I don't know, t-shirt stickers.
Yeah, yeah. And he says he's going to try and email more, but he's not used to actually corresponding with the podcast he listens to. So
whatever.
We're
emotionally invested in you as a character on this show.
Can't email just disappear us for a whole season.
Yeah. It's like the time on Buffy when Angel went to hell, but then he shows up like at the end of like the third season. You're like, oh my God, he's back. That's what it's like when I get an email from you, Z-Mail. So it was like everything that I loved in this world had been sucked into hell and I was alone. But then all of a sudden, bam, you're back.
So no pressure, Z-Mail.
Yeah. Well, good. I'm glad that you're alive. That's good.
Yeah. And still listening to us.
That's that's the most important thing. We depend on your one download / listen.
Yeah. So tell
that's
them.
That's good. Next podcast, I'll go into a little bit about the opening and running a game store, because that's a lot.
We don't have a ton of stuff to talk about now, but if you want to organize your thoughts, I understand.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I'll talk about it later. There's a lot going on.
In good time.
Yeah.
It's not like we really...
This way he has to at least listen to one more.
Right. Get an extra download out of him before
you... I don't really see us having a whole lot of video game news to go over until, like, November anyways.
Oh, my God. I cannot wait for November to get here. I'm just going to close down the shop for, like, a week while I play Fallout 4.
You just need to put a TV in here so you can just play it.
I've thought about it. It's a thing I'm running through my mind.
It just looks a little trashy to you or something?
It doesn't look a little trashy. It's just like buying a TV and bringing it down.
You can put one right there. There's room for it.
And it's also like something for people to bust out the windows and steal.
That's true.
Like the computer and everything I lock up at the end of the night, like out of sight.
You could put it like in a security case. But there's a TV, hanging TV security case. Probably costs a bunch of money.
Yeah, those things, like people break in and then find out they can't steal them. And then I have to replace a $10,000 window pane.
Or you just get a shitty, like, 32-inch, $150
CRTV.
Oh, yeah.
It's got, like, the front auxiliary ports you can plug in.
Gotta get a VCR.
Bring your GameCube in.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, we'll talk about that. But, oh, my God. Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront, and that in the same week.
Ugh. Yeah,
I don't know if I'm going to get Battlefront.
Fine that you don't want to have fun with the rest of the world.
I was going to get it.
It's amazing.
I was going to get it so the two of us could play together, but it seems like you're not going to have enough time.
Danny, now that things are like in the swing, I've been playing Xbox a lot more. Actually, like I get home, I usually pretty good now. I was staying like an hour after I closed and like getting like cleaning up everything, but now I just come in early and clean up. So I've been getting home by like 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then I usually play till like 1. Let me play it more. And also, like, I'll probably, like, actually not come up on Sundays and like, stay home.
That's what you're going to need to do if you're going to get through. There's a... I read an article in Kotaku, and some guy was like, how are we supposed to have time to play all these massive games? And he's, like, talking about, like, The Witcher 3 and Fallout 4 coming out, and Batman Arkham Knight, and what was the last one? Oh, Metal Gear Solid 5 apparently is really open world and cool.
Yeah, I really want to play that. That's why I'm not going to get Battlefront, I don't think. It's like, I want to play Metal Gear Solid 5, I want to finish The Witcher, and I want to play Fallout 4.
How could you not play a Star Wars game, man? That music hits you, the blaster's hot in your hand, you're shooting down stormtroopers. Oh, wait, it's the Millennium Falcon. It's blowing up shit. I'm going to jump in this snow speeder, and I'm going to shoot the tow cable at the AT-AT and fly around until it trips.
I want to. I'm afraid it's just going to be Battlefield. Like, I know they said it's not going to be.
Who cares what it is? You get to shoot things in Star Wars land. You get to pilot an X-Wing. Pilot an X-Wing, Matt.
It sounds compelling. I'm afraid I'm not going to have time. X-Wing. Something's got to give. I might play it later, like after it's been out for a while.
Oh, it's really good. Is this split screen?
I don't know.
Is anything split screen anymore?
That's why I asked. Some things aren't.
Yeah,
Halo is still split screen. Halo 5 will be going to support split screen.
That's cool.
Is Halo 5 this year too? It is, isn't it? I'm like 99% sure it is.
Maybe. I don't know. Might be fun to play through that with Cordelia. It'd be like a non-bloody first-person shooter.
Star Wars, yeah.
I don't know. Is it going to be bloody, or are there going to be stormtrooper jibs?
I hope so. I hope there's stormtrooper jibs.
Oh, it's actually October 27th, so we'll have something a little bit before November to talk about.
Yeah, we'll spend a Sunday and play through that. Are you going to take Cordelia to see The Force Awakens?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I really want to get the Force Awakens collection beforehand and make her watch all of them.
Yeah.
Or at least the original trilogy.
See, I'm curious if a child would, if it would hold up to a child like that's grown up in today's world with like all the 3D graphics and everything. You know what I mean? Like,
she really liked
when I was a kid, I don't think I would easily sit through a lot of movies that were like from the 60s. Probably.
She really liked Ghostbusters. Like, that's one of her favorite movies. And Honey, I Shrunk the Kids.
I mean, I really, really, when I was a kid, when I was like 5 and 6, we go to the library and rent stuff. And I rented a lot of the Sinbad movies. I guess those were outdated in the 80s.
Yeah, I remember watching those on like Saturday morning TV.
Mm-hmm.
Saturday.
So I'm just curious, like if a kid would be like, this sucks. These effects are stupid.
I mean, I knew they sucked like even then.
Well, I'm just saying, I'm talking movies. Like a kid now, like Star Wars, how it holds up.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they'll think the effects kind of suck. I don't think she'll notice. She doesn't know no practical effects. Doesn't notice that kind of
shit. I actually don't think the effects suck, though. I think the practical effects, the original Star Wars, still kind of hold up, right?
Probably. Yeah, the
I see everything through rose-tinted goggles when it comes to...
Episodes 1, 2, and 3 might be looking kind of shitty now, because they had all that shitty early CGI in it.
Yeah, and then the fact that they had a shit plot.
Yeah.
I actually recently, within this year, watched Revenge of the Sith again, and the graphics look good in that one, because it came out in like 2005.
Yeah.
That one looks good. That one's entertaining. I think if I, you know, were to show the movies to somebody now, I would do Revenge of the Sith 4, 5, 6, and then the new one. But I think you can, because when I watched Revenge of the Sith, I'm like, holy shit, they could have just started with this in the trilogy, because it pretty much tells you everything you need to know that happened in 1 and 2.
Yeah.
Without the stupid shit.
I was thinking about Revenge of the Sith after watching the Clone Wars. That scene where he kills the younglings is just super disturbing.
Yeah, it was very inappropriate for what it was.
Like,
yeah, would you really show them Revenge of the Sith? I mean, like, if you watch Revenge of the Sith, like, you just spoil this the big thing in Empire Strikes Back where he finds out, right?
That's true. It's true.
I don't know if there's... I've thought about it before, too, and I really don't think you can show any of the prequels beforehand. Because, I mean, that, like, whole revelation is just so huge.
But also, if you look at it another way, and you start with Revenge of the Sith, and then you actually, you're cognizant, and you get to see the evolution of Darth Vader as the main character, it might be a whole new experience that's equally as gratifying for you.
She already knows that Darth Vader is Luke Skywalker's father.
Oh, then it's fine then. But I mean, there isn't really any character development. I mean, you just see him at the end of Dark's... Oh, you mean before he actually kind of becomes Darth Vader?
Yeah. Right. You can see him and Obi-Wan Kenobi be friends, hang out, go on wacky adventures together. And then he's killing children and choking his wife.
Murdering villages full of sand people.
Yeah, I understand. Like, I could talk Star Wars all day, but I know why they didn't start with Revenge of the Sith, because George Lucas wanted to show like the gradual fall of Darth Vader. But by making him a child in the first one, they just showed a really, really rushed fall of Darth Vader for where it makes no sense.
Yeah,
where he's like, I'm cool. Shit, I'm gonna kill some kids. I'm evil now. He really dropped that ball.
The Clone Wars really fills in a lot of that stuff a lot nicely, I think. Yeah. Like, it definitely enhances those three movies. But
you're talking about the TV series.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah. They could have started with episode 2, made episode 3, The Clone Wars, into a movie, and then had Revenge of the Sith. That would have been good.
Yep.
But, you know, whatever. It happened.
I don't even remember anything from episode 2.
I've been trying to, Aftermath, the book came out that tells the first official, it's like the officially licensed what happened right after Return of the Jedi. And I've been trying to read it, and it's actually the author that they got to write it is really, really awful. He, he writes in like broken, third person view, where like the people are like thinking, it's like flow of consciousness, like really, like the story's cool, but the way it's written is horrible.
Who is it? Do you remember?
It's not something I've never heard of before. No. It's like Endor, fireworks exploding, Emperor's dead, joy, start of the rebellion, ? Like shit like that. And it's like,
it's like Twilight Zone.
They got James Joyce to write it for you or something. Yeah.
But you do get to find out like some stuff that happens, which is cool, because you get a little teaser to The Force Awakens. Like, this is what happened to Luke Skywalker right after. This is what happened to Han Solo and Chewie and stuff. So,
Portrait of a Young Jedi.
That's kind
of
cool.
When did that come out?
On Force Friday. So
No, the book, I mean.
Yeah, on Force Friday.
It did? Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was like one of the midnight releases. I just bought it on my tablet.
I got my title mixed up. Portrait of a Jedi as a Young Man. That's
okay. So what else?
I think that's about it. I don't think we have much. We just kind of wanted to do this one before Z-Milt's email got cold.
Yeah.
We had it hot in our mailbox.
I figured he sent it right to us. We owed him an episode.
Yeah. Ish is gone on vacation, so.
Yeah, we were going to talk about Short Circuit, but Danny didn't watch it.
God damn it.
And Ish isn't here anyway, so.
I don't know what we're going to say about it. It's no fun when we talk about movies that everybody likes. There's nothing wrong with Short Circuit. It's a great movie.
There's a lot
wrong with
Short
Circuit. I guess I could talk about why I didn't watch Short Circuit. So, I was planning on watching it this afternoon, but I got sidetracked because I have this I fell into this relationship with this little crackhead druggy guy where he comes by randomly and cuts my yard for me. And he was
that kind of relationship. Yeah. I thought,
no, he's like, I mean, it's like, it's just as complicated as anything else. Cause he'll show up out of the blue. He's like really weird too. But he was supposed to cut my grass like 10 days ago on like the Wednesday before last Wednesday. And he never showed up. So I kind of waited around thinking he was just being a little druggy, tardy, hoping he would show up eventually. And I finally just broke down and cut my grass myself yesterday. And today he just shows up. He's like, I'm here to cut your grass. And I'm like, all right, I already did it. And he's like, oh, is there anything else I could do for you to make a little cash? And I'm like, oh, God, fine. Do like my hedges, sweep up everything, because I didn't sweep up any of the grass and it was really long. So I had him just like running around doing a whole bunch of yard work for me. He was like, he's like never brings any equipment, obviously. I mean, he does it super cheap because he just needs money really badly, yeah. But he has to borrow like my lawnmower and my hedge trimmers and stuff like that. So I don't want to like just go down to the basement and leave him with all my shit. So I kind of watch him and read a book at the same time. And it was like, so that happened at like 5:30 and it was about like 6:30 by the time I finished everything up. And,
yeah.
And I'd forgotten to download it. So missed my window of opportunity.
Be careful with that, man. We used to have a dude that would come by and do shit like that for us. And, turned it out he was just casing the place. Came back and robbed it one day.
Yeah, I mean,
took my PlayStation, my receiver.
I don't let him inside or anything.
Yeah, we didn't really let him inside either.
Yeah,
he started like feeling comfortable enough to like walk in the front door though.
Oh God.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. That was after like a couple months of him like just doing shit around our house, and so that sucks.
Tell that story.
I just did.
I mean, that was it?
Yeah.
We knew who it was. So did you get your stuff back? Or?
Yeah. One of our neighbors saw them robbing the place. And actually, I was upstairs asleep. I didn't hear anything. And she went and got a cop that was like around the corner. And one of the guys took off with my receiver, but the PlayStation was in a box on the side of the road. And
PlayStation 2?
It's PlayStation 1. This is
nice.
Probably like around 2001.
Nice. Well, good.
Yeah. So I went to court and everything, and they didn't even let me testify. I don't know what happened. They just wouldn't let me in the courtroom.
Did you won though, right? Or
no, the guy went away and got free.
So, what?
Yeah.
How do they not even let you testify?
I don't know. I was high a lot back then, so maybe I may or may not have gone to court high. So they were like, oh yeah, you're not going to help this case at all. So
I don't know, like with the cops catching them, I don't know how that they would just get away.
I'm not really sure how it either. All I know is I wasn't allowed into the courtroom, and they told me that he wasn't going to be prosecuted, so I was pretty
forgot
mad
to read him his Miranda
time.
Rights.
Yeah,
interesting.
Yep, so that sucks.
All right. Well, that's not a happy ending to that story.
Nope.
Well, I guess thanks for listening. That's what we got this week. And we'll get Short Circuit going next week, right?
Yeah.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.